This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. On August 14th, 2 days after a counter-protester was killed and two police officers died at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, Congressman John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, released a statement. Quote, "All Americans, and particularly those in positions of leadership, must reject hate groups such as white supremacists, neo-Nazis, the KKK, and others which have no legitimate place in our political and societal discourse. I am confident that the Department of Justice will vigorously prosecute and hold accountable those responsible for the abhorrent acts which occurred in Charlottesville over the weekend," end quote. Earlier, both New York senators released statements. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer on Twitter wrote, quote, "Of course, we condemn all that hate stands for until hashtag POTUS specifically condemns alt-right action in Charlottesville. He hasn't done his job," end quote. Kirsten Gillibrand also tweeted after the incident, quote, "The images out of Charlottesville are some of the worst I've seen in America in my adult life," end quote. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union on the two shootings in the 500 block of State Street in Hudson that occurred over the weekend. Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore said he knew there would be retaliation after a 28-year-old Stockport woman was shot while in her vehicle Saturday, October 12th. And despite police surveillance at 543 State Street, the reprisal was swift when a man fired off multiple rounds into the backyard at that location Sunday night, injuring two children. All are expected to survive. Quote, "This is an escalation of an ongoing battle between two factions," Moore said. The chief described them as, quote, "people who have vendettas, grievances, and anger that dates way back," end quote. "The events this weekend are the latest in a series of shootings in the city that began in May," Moore said. While he urges Hudson residents to stay calm, Moore understands their trepidations. Quote, "It's isolated between very small groups," he said. Quote, "But it's hard to convince people it's isolated when bullets are whizzing by and kids are getting shot," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential legislation that would allow homeowners to sue a neighbor for invasion of privacy if the neighbor secretly records recreational activities in the homeowner's backyard is awaiting action by Governor Andrew Cuomo. The bill expands on a 2003 law that made it a felony to videotape someone without their permission in an intimate setting where there would be a reasonable expectation of privacy, such as a bedroom or bathroom. The bill contains an exemption for law enforcement surveillance. A spokesman for the governor said the bill is under review. There are currently 104 bills on the governor's desk. Read the full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Betsy Miller is reporting at imby.com. Structural repairs to the roof of Hudson's historic First Presbyterian Church are set to begin this week. Quote, "Our first priority," said John Grover, coordinator for the project, quote, "is to stabilize the existing roof trusses and associated wood framing. Once that is completed, the doors can reopen," end quote. The initial phase will also include the installation of a temporary floor, as well as through bolts, steel plates, and steel cables to the most seriously compromised trusses to restore some structural integrity. The church received a $50,000 long-term loan from the Presbytery of Albany to fund the initial emergency repairs. The stabilization is expected to take 6 to 8 weeks. The church is still actively raising funds to cover the costs of replacing the entire main roof of the 1837 building. Read the full story at imby.com. And Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper, the Columbia County Library Association has requested an increase in funding for the 2018 fiscal year from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. The association has asked for nearly $70,000 more, or a 3% increase over the current level. The requested amount equates to $1.11 per county resident. The formal request, as proposed to the board's government committee last month, emphasize the association's success in implementing the shared services model the state is now promoting as a way to reduce the burden on taxpayers. The 11 libraries that make up the association, quote, "purchase resources as a group. We are able to take advantage of economies of scale," end quote, according to the request. The supervisors have suggested the association will receive a portion of the requested income. The supervisors have suggested the association will receive a portion of the requested increase. The government committee will meet next at 5 p.m. Tuesday, August 22nd at 401 State Street in Hudson. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.